Hey there, multi-prep teachers. You know how professional development never seems to quite get to what we need? It's like, great idea, but how do I make this work when I have 3+ preps to juggle? That's exactly why I created the Simplify Your Preps Collective. It's a free Facebook group built just for teachers like you, where we share tips, resources, and real talk about making multi-prep teaching less overwhelming and more doable. Sound like your kind of space? Head to kristenmasick.com/collective and join us today. Let's simplify together. Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything, where you can ask me anything about CTE, teaching multiple preps, being a mom, secondary teaching, being an administrator, whatever you want to ask. It is a free game. If you have a question, feel free to send me an email at hello@kristenmasick.com or a DM on Instagram at kristenmasick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. This week's question comes from Betty, and Betty is wondering how much of a time commitment are CTSOs? I have been an advisor for TSA and SkillsUSA, and Jared is a current advisor for SkillsUSA, and both of us have had students win at the state level and have gone on to nationals as well. Jared has gone back to nationals, I don't even know if it's been like the last 7 years. We have a lot of experience in having students compete, but then also understanding that CTSOs, my belief is that it is more important to be doing things actively at the school level as far as having student participation and having activities at the school level. That's really what CTSOs are about. And the competitions are more of like the frosting, the icing on top, maybe not something that is crucial, but tends to be something that's highly emphasized. When it comes to a CTSO, when you are being asked to do a CTSO, some things that you want to find out is, first off, is there a stipend associated with it? Because if there's a stipend associated with it, there's usually something that you need to do as far as there is a minimum required hours or time commitment or what you need to do in order to get said stipend. That will give you a really good idea of what your school or district is asking, and that will give you an idea of what the time commitment is for that particular area because they're giving you that stipend. There were several times where I did the bare minimum, which is totally okay to get that stipend. And so for me, when I was getting that stipend at that current time, which was about 7 years ago, we had to have so many meetings with our officers outside of contracted time. And so after contracted time, after hours, and so we would need to do that. I think it was like once a month. It was like an hour, and then the activities, and we were required or asked to do monthly activities as well outside of contracted time. And that was why or how I got the stipend. For me, that was the time commitment. Now, there's ways that you can do that. For me, one time I had Thursday afternoons. And so every Thursday or every other Thursday was my CTSO time. I stayed after and I did grading, but my officers were able to come and lead students in an activity. Now, Jared has found that his students do better at night. That's when they want to have their activities. He still has his meetings after hours during school, or sometimes it's before. And then most of their activities are like I think it's the second or third Tuesday, and it's from 7 to 9 o'clock at night. That is something that you want to look to when it comes to
being an advisor for CTSO. And I would say that that is the meat and potatoes. That is what you are wanting to understand. That is your time commitment. Now, the competitions is a different thing. You also want to check, because part of the assumption or requirements, especially if you're getting that stipend, could be that you are taking students to leadership conferences, which I think is also could be considered the meat and potatoes, because that is having your students be trained as officers, chapter leadership, to be able to come back and lead at your school or within your chapter. But usually that time commitment can be small as well, depending on the CTSO you're in. So typically, there is some sort of leadership training event, and that varies from state to state. You'll need to check and maybe ask around with those who you know who are doing the CTSO. What does that look like? For me, TSA was always on a Saturday, and it was an entire Saturday, and that was just how it was every single year. For Jared, for Skills USA, it is typically on a school day, and it's during, he just takes students to fall leadership during school hours, and it doesn't require any more than that. So it just kind of goes into his contracted time, but he does have to get a substitute that day. Then the next thing you want to look at is going to be your leadership conferences or your competitions. And what does that look like? Now, you can do very little, and you can do a ton. So in our family, we have done both. So with TSA, I tended to get students really excited and then have them sign up for things. And then I would help them on those Thursdays get planned and prepared and ready for it. Now, Jared with Skills USA and welding fabrication, it is very in-depth is what he does to prepare his students. And so he will have local competitions. He uses class time. Students compete during class. He is recruiting students from his class to do that, but then he's also recruiting students for other competitions, but he's not really training them as much because that isn't his expertise, his area, but he does find people to help work with them. But it still varies on how much time someone uses. Know that you don't have to be the expert in every single competition or every single event. I would say that especially if you're starting off, maybe choose one or two. And with TSA, my students could do multiple events, and so I would just sign them up for whatever so that I could get an idea of what it was. But more often than not, it was the students training themselves when it came to me being an advisor, just based on the amount of time that I had and that I was willing to commit. Jared, on the other hand, once again, he uses a lot of class time to get students ready, but then he also has his open labs every single Saturday, which doesn't have to do with Skills USA, but once his students decide that they've wanted to do competitions, they start using those open lab times to prep for his competition. It's just kind of like built in. That's how we've made it. It's not like an extra thing. Now, I also want to have you think about too, depending on the CTSO you're being asked to do, I know locally here with FFA, they give a larger stipend, like a summer stipend, because they are expecting quite a bit of hours over the summer for FFA. You need to find out, whoever is asking you to do the CTSO, what exactly are they expecting? Once you have an idea of what they're expecting as far as the time commitment goes, then you can decide if that works for you. And then you also can decide on whether or not you would like to do more. You won't really be able to do less, but kind of just get a gauge, and that will let you know whether or not being an advisor for a CTSO is right for you at this current season of your life. If you have a question, make sure that you send that to me. You can do it via email at hello@kristenmasick.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram at Kristen Masick, KHRSTENMASSIC. Until next week.